Southeast Radio's morning mix. Southeast
Radio. Ours to Protect is funded by Commission the Man with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Southeast Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. You can check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information. This week we focus on sustainability at Rosslare Europort and we're joined by the Director of Commercial Business Units at Éireann Road Éireann and Irish Rail, Glenn Carr.
Good morning, Alan, and good morning to your listeners.
Ours to Protect is the feature and we're trying to protect our environment, but we're also talking about that buzzword sustainability once again, and it's something that is right up your street because it's something you're very, very enthusiastic about.
Yeah, Alan, absolutely. I mean, both from an individual point of view, but also organisations now, I mean, the whole area of sustainability is at the forefront. And as people might be aware, like this legislation at this that's coming down next year or 2024, you'll see the Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive coming into place for organised Asians that are have a certain turnover, but that's over the years, that's going to apply to every organisation. So you're going to have to report your carbon disclosure, your climate action goals, your sustainability requirements. And then look at, if you look at us, Éireann Road Éireann and Rosslare Europort, I mean, the transport industry, we're connected to the shipping industry, the passenger business. All of those areas, we're going to see significant changes in regards to sustainability and how each of those improve in terms of their climate action and ensure that we address the climate challenges that are facing us, like, you know, going forward. So it's up there in the top two now in every organisation, and if it's not, it very much will be in the coming years ahead.
So let's look at where we are, where we are heading immediately, and where we'd like to head in the not-too-distant future. So where are we at the moment when it comes to Rosslare Europort and sustainability? What's been happening?
Yeah, so Alan, just ourselves, first of all, as we operate Rosslare Europort, I mean, our ambition is to try and get to a net zero emission port. I mean, and that's looking at air operations, first of all, buildings, how we power those buildings, the movement of the traffic in the port, electric vehicles, all of that type of stuff. So we have to look at ourselves first and what are we doing as best practice? And we're addressing that, obviously, with our new build. We're totally going to redevelop our terminal building to make sure it's energy efficient. And then, obviously, our customers. So you take the haulage industry. Where's that going to go? I mean, possible electric trucks, it's more likely probably to be hydrogen trucks. What type of facilities can we put into the port given the huge volume of trucks that go through Rosslare, and how would they refuel? You look at the shipping industry, there's a ship to shore directive by 2030 where ships should be able to power and turn off from the current fuel they're using and move to kind of an electric power source while they're docked in a port. So again, how is that going to happen? That has to be connected into the grid. And then, Alan, think of the passenger business and all the trade cars, I mean, and passenger cars that come into Rosslare. I mean, I was in the port yesterday, 700 or 800 cars going through the port on people on the holidays. Years to come, they're likely to be electric cars. So how are they going to be powered? I mean, what facilities in the port do we need to have? What facilities are on the ship? And then in the longer term for Rosslare, obviously, we talk about Rosslare in terms of an ORE hub. And what that's about is the port being the facilitator with the infrastructure to provide the industry with the necessary infrastructure so they can marshal, they can build, and they can erect the turbines out at sea as part of the whole plan for the creation of a whole new industry. But also then with that power and the excess wind that's going to be there, how is that harnessed, and what role does Europort play in terms of the infrastructure we build into the future as part of Ireland's goal to be a net exporter of this renewable energy, and converting from today of what is the traditional oil, electric, and how that's generated to a much more sustainable way. So we're right in the heart of it. We're looking at what we do, and then we look at how our infrastructure plays a role, but equally, where are all of our customers going, and how do we make sure we're equipped going forward from a port perspective? But then, obviously, you have the national grid to come into play there. There are lots of other stakeholders then that we engage with in terms of how all that comes together.
Now, you use the abbreviation ORE, and I know you've talked to me about this before, but for those who are unfamiliar with it, what is it?
So that's offshore renewable energy, and that's all about the wind. Like, and you know, there's very ambitious plans over the next number of years to get to, I think it's up to now 7 gigawatt of power being generated through wind, a natural resource. What we know today is no port in Ireland has the infrastructure or the facility for the industry where they can build out their turbines, install their turbines, and then provide all the operations and maintenance of those turbines that are going to be going right around the coast of Ireland. Rosslea Europort will be the first port, we believe, that will have that required infrastructure, because that infrastructure is needed, given the size and scale of what's required in terms of the turbines and the industry. Otherwise those turbines have to be they have to be built outside of Ireland, either in the UK or further afield from France, and in Europe, and that's a lost opportunity in regards to that startup of that industry in Ireland. The turbines will be erected in Ireland, but what we want to make sure is that all the opportunities of that are harnessed. And Rosslea Europort will be the what our plan is to have a world class ORE hub here in the southeast, that becomes the new industry for the southeast as well. But also it's going to be one of the biggest industries that Ireland is going to see in the coming decades ahead.
Minister Eamon Ryan, yet again yesterday we heard utterances from him about his commitment to this project. And of course you will be keeping fingers, toes and everything else crossed that it's Rosslea that benefits from it. But just even listening to you this morning, you seem very confident, very reassured that it will happen in Rosslea.
Well, we're best placed at the moment. I strongly believe if Rosslea is not ready, and we had the announcement of this kind of auctions, Alan, that are happening. So auction one, which was completed there just a couple of months ago, and in that auction you have all the developers who bid to supply this energy into the grid, basically. They've now won their auction, and they're now setting about to where they will build those wind farms, and they've been identified through the what's known as the DMAP areas that were identified previously for that auction. So it's all happening now. Those developers will need infrastructure to be ready for 2027. We'll be in planning for Q2 next year. We have all of the necessary foreshore licensing that is required to do all of the studies, environmental impact assessments and so forth like that. So we go into a full on board Planalto process Q2 next year. We hope to be through that process. We're in a maximum of 12 months, and then alongside that, Alan, we're going to be going through our design and build tendering. So basically, once we get planning, within 4 weeks, we hope to mobilise and get on then and deliver the project by the end of 26, in time for those industry that will need that infrastructure then from 27 onwards.
So to conclude our conversation with you, as I said, it's our focus, ours to protect sustainability, the buzzword at the moment. Huge commitment in Rosslea, huge commitment from you personally and from your team.
Absolutely, and look, we're going to see sustainability is going to be the number one factor, Alan. If it's not already, it is going to be the number one factor for all organisations, but obviously also for individuals. We see the impact of what's happening with our climate at the moment, and certainly Ireland is going to be one of the biggest net exporter of renewable energy in Europe, given the plans that the government have set out now for offshore renewable power right around the coast of Ireland.
Ours to protect today, we focused on Rosslea Europort. Our thanks to Glenn Carwey.